Good morning to everybody, and a hearty welcome everybody who's tuned in and those who are with us here in the service.
Sithanda ukubingelela wonke umuntu namhlanje ekseni, samukele ngemfudumalo laba abahlanganyele kanye nathi ngeendlela ezahlukile ngamagaga somoya. Siyanamukela nonke nani enikhona la nathi ehholo lokukhonzela.
I am keen with an open heart for whatever the Lord has on his heart for us this morning.
Ngimagange nenhliziyo evulekile nalokho uNkulunkulu asiphathele kona namhlanje ukuba ngikwamukele ngokuphelele.
And it is our prayer that Lord, that the Lord would speak whatever he wants, and that we want to accept it in humility and obey what he tells us.
Kuyisifiso sethu ukuba uNkulunkulu akhulume nanoma yini afisa ukuyikhuluma nathi, sizoyamukela ngeenhliziyo ezivulekile ebese siyakulalela kushoyo bese siyakwenza.
God wants us to be salt and light in this world.
uNkulunkulu uthanda ukuba sibe usawoti womhlaba, siphinde futhi sibe ukukhanya kwezwe.
And if God wants to enlighten us and instruct us how to be salt and light for him, or to be more effective, we are keen to hear that.
Mangabe uNkulunkulu efisa ukusiphaphamisa azivuselele ukuthi singaba kanjani usawoti womhlaba siphinde sibe ukukhanya kwezwe, sizokwamukela konke azokusho ukuba asize sikwazi ukuba sibe umsebenzi omuhle embusweni wakhe.
Even if we have to put our hands in our own bosoms and find the mistake and the faults with ourselves, that we'll humbly accept it and do as God will tell us.
Noma ngabe kuthiwa kusibiza ukuthi sibeke izandla zethu ezifubeni siyithobe, sikwamukele lokho uNkulunkulu akushoyo uma ngabe kukhona ongalungile ukuba sikulungise, sizokwenza konke uNkulunkulu azokhuluma nathi namhlanje.
These days I've spoken to quite a few people who seem to just be overwhelmed by the growth of evil in this world, to the extent that they are on the verge of losing hope altogether.
Kulezi insuku ngikhulume nabantu abaningana abakhathazekile ngenxa yobubi obukeka budlangile banda imihla ngemihla, sebeze bacishe bafinyelele esigabeni lapho sebeqala ukulahlekelwa khona yithemba.
But friends, let's not be fearful and afraid to stand up, to let our light shine and to be salt and light in this world.
Kodwa ke bahlobo asingalinge sesabe siphelelwe yithemba, kodwa ke asukume simele iqiniso kusibiza ukuthi lokho sibe usawoti noma sibe ukukhanya kwezwe, sikwenze ngokungesaba.
Allow me to just give one example, then we'll pray, we'll ask the choir to come forward, and we'll hand over to God's servant.
Ngakho ke ngivumeleni ukuba ngicaphune nje isibonelo sodwa bese sidedela ikwayo ukuba isiculele, emveni kwalokho bese sidedela inceku kaNkulunkulu ukuba izosikhonza ngizwe.
In the late 1980s we showed a video in this auditorium.
Ekupheleni kukanyaka ka-1980 sakhombisa ivideo la e-auditorium.
It was a video of the Gay Pride March in Washington or New York, America.
Le video yayiveza imarsh eyayikhona kumasha ongqingili beyiphakamisa besezweni laseMelika eWashington behamba nje beyigabisa.
And part of the march was a group called NAMBLA.
Manje ke kuyo le marsh le kwakukhona iqembu elaziwa ngokuthi iMambla.
In those days, the whole issue of molesting children and pedophilia was actually not an issue that we were speaking about.
Ngalezo ikhathike ukushushumbiswa kwabantwana besebenziwa igqila zocansi bahlukunyezwe ngokocansi bekuyinto ebengavamisile ukuthi sikhulume nje ngayo ezidlangalaleni ngokukhululeka.
But here was this group called NAMBLA.
Kodwa-ke nali leli qembu elalibizwa ngokuthi iNAMBLA.
And it was a group of men walking with little boys of 5 or 6 years old on their shoulders.
Manje ke la madoda ayihamba nabantwana abancane abalinganiselwe eminyakeni eyisihlanu bebabeke emahlombe abo.
They were the representatives of NAMBLA.
Okusho ukuthi ke babemele leli qembu iMembla.
Now NAMBLA stands for North American Man Boy Love Relationship.
Manje ke kusho ukuthi ke enyakatho neMelika leli qembu limele ukuthi ubudlelwane phakathi komuntu omdala nengane encane okuyinto abayiqhakambisayo.
In a sexual relationship.
Babe nobudlelwane kwezocansi.
They were open about it, they were unashamed, they walked there with these little boys with whom they had a sexual relationship, and they had their banners of NAMBLA.
Bebehamba nje ezidlangalaleni bekhululekile ngalokhu bengenawo amahloni ukuthi bayimbandakanya nocansi nabantwana abancane bephethe ngisho ikhangiso ezibhaliwe igama lenhlangano yabo ukuthi bona bamele iNAMBLA.
But then an explosion took place.
Kodwa ke khona lapho kwasekuba khona ukuqhuma okwenzakalayo.
People saw that.
Abantu base bekubona lokho.
It shocked them to the core.
Lokhu kwase kuyabashaqisa ngendlela emangalisayo.
And different groups of people stood up and started fighting against this phenomenon of man-boy love relationship.
Emveni kwalokho abantu ke kwasekuba khona abasukumayo abamelana nayo nalokhu baveza ukuthi abahambisani nakho lokhu kokuthi umntwana omncane abe nobudlelwane ngokwezocansi nomuntu omdala ngokuvezwa ileli qembu leli NAMBLA.
And then suddenly the whole phenomenon of child molestation became a big issue across the world.
Emveni kwalokho lokhu kunyukubezwa kwabantwana ngokocansi okwakuyinto eyayinkulu kangaka kwase kuba into manje esivela emhlabeni wonke yayisiba undaba mlonyeni emhlabeni wonke.
I remember how I said to people, I scratched my head and I said, everything in the world is becoming more and more liberal.
Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi ngaze nganwa ikhanda ngaze ngakhuluma nabanye ukuthi kwangathi emhlabeni yonke into manje isifaka ngaphansi kwesihloko senkululeko kwenziwa konke nje ngokuthi hayi inkululeko.
But for some reason this whole issue of child molestation went the other way and the world became more conservative and more aggressive against it.
Kodwa ke ngokuqhubeka kwesikhathi lokhu kunukubezwa kwabantwana ngokocansi kuthe izwe malikubona lase liyaguquka lase liqala manje limelana nakho laveza ukuthi alihambisani nako.
And pedophilia became this monster that all the nations started making laws against it.
Manje ke lokhu kushushumbiswa kwabantwana bese benukubezwa ngokocansi kwase kuphenduka kube yinunu embi enkulu izwe elimelene nayo laze lashaya imithetho eminingi ukuba liyiphikise.
I could not understand it and I kept asking people, what's the reason?
Lokhu ke bengaqondi ngaze ngabuza abantu ukuthi izathu bekuyisiphi salokhu.
Why is the world becoming more conservative on the issue of pedophilia?
Ngabuza ukuthi kungani umhlaba manje usuphenduka ubamsulwa ubona ububi kwalento yokushushumbiswa kwabantu kwabantwana bese benyukubezwa ngokocansi.
And the answer I got is that many groups of Christians and others stood up against this NAMBLA movement and saying, listen, this is out. This child molestation is out.
Ngase ngizwa ukuthi amaqembu amaningi angamaKristu asukuma amelana nalokhu amelana naleli qembu leNAMBLA lokuthi kushushumbiswa abantwana abanukubezwe ngokocansi lasho lathi lokhu kuyinto engamele yenziwe into nje kumele ikhishwe ingalinge yenziwe emhlabeni.
And to, some said that to such an extent there was such a noise that President Ronald Reagan made legislation, very strict legislation against pedophilia, and the whole world followed him.
Kuthiwa lo msindo wabamkhulu ngendlela yokuthi uhulumeni uRonald Reagan waze washaya umthetho sisekelo ophikisa lokhu kokushushumbiswa kwabantwana bahlukunyezwe ngokocansi wayesekuphikisa lo.
Now slowly but surely this whole issue is rising again.
Manje ke kancane kancane le ndaba noma lesisenzo sesiyaqala futhi manje sesiyakhula.
As it happens with many of these issues.
Njengalokhu sazi ukuthi kwenzeka kanjalo nakwezinye zeindaba ezenzekalayo.
It's like a snake with seven heads.
Kufaniswa nenyoka enamakhanda ayisikhombisa.
You chop off one head and another six heads grow out.
Uthi mangabe ulinqume ikhanda lodwa kuphinde kuvumbuke amanye futhi ayisuka.
But is the reason why it's showing its head again not because Christians have become passive and have lost their salt and their light?
Manje ke kungenzeka yini ukuthi njengoba isiqala lento isiqala futhi manje idlondlobala ikhula kungaba amaKristu aselele asekhohliwe ukuthi kumele abe usawoti aphinde abe ukukhanya kwezwe na.
So my apologies to God's servant who's going to take the service. I didn't want to take a service here.
Ngiyaxolisa kakhulu kwinceku kaNkulunkulu ezosithathela inkonzo bengeyona inhloso yami ukuthi ngizothatha inkonzo namhlanje.
But I just thought I would like to tell everybody that we have an example from the past how if we stand up and we make a noise things can still change.
Kodwa ke bekubekekile enhlizweni yami ukuthi ngivuselela abazalwane ngalesi sibonelo sakudala esivezayo ukuthi uma ngabe sisukuma siba ngumsindo ngento engafanele yenziwe engahambisani noNkulunkulu kukhona umehluko esingawenza njengamaKristu.
Nembla still exist.
Manje leli qembu nembla namanje lisekhona.
But then just went down and had a low profile for many years, but they didn't stop to exist.
Kodwa manje leli qembu kwangazuthi selenza izinto nje ngokuthula selishaya umshosha phansi kube ngazuthi alisekho kodwa nokho lisekho.
But now pedophilia is again sticking out its head.
Kodwa ke manje lokhu kushushumbiswa kwabantwana abanukubezwe ngokocansi sekuyavuka futhi.
Friends, as I said, we don't know what God wants to tell us. We trust that God will speak to us through his servant.
Njengalokhu ngishilo bazalwane ukuthi asazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ikuphi afisa ukusitshela khona siyakholwa ukuthi uzokhuluma ngenceku yakhe noma ikuphi afisa ukukhuluma
and whatever God wants to touch upon our lives we are free for him to do that we want to listen and obey
noma ikuphi uNkulunkulu afisa ukukuthinta khombe ezimpilweni zethu ongalungile sivulelekile sikhululekile ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwenze lokho alekelele izimpilo zethu
so we'll pray together.
Sizothandaza ndawonye.
Then we'll ask the choir to come forward and sing.
Bese ke sicela ikwali ze ngaphambili ukuba lisiculele.
And then we'll hand over to God's servant to bring God's word to us.
Bese sishiyele encekwini kaNkuluNkulu ukuba izosidlulisela izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
Let us pray together.
Asithandazeni.
Heavenly Father, we bow before thee in expectancy. Looking unto thee for what you have to say to us.
Baba wethu sezulwini siyakhothama kuwe sinokulindela simagange sifisa ukuzwa ukuthi ikuphi inkosi ofisa ukukhuluma nathi.
You've started working here in revival.
Wena Nkosi uyasebenza kule ndawo ngemvuselelo.
Through your servant his ministry Bob Mfundisi.
Ngenceku yakho baba wethu sezulwini nangenkonzo wamnikeza yona ubaba umfundisi.
Please don't stop the revival.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ungayimisi imvuselelo.
And give us the grace to hear what we have to hear so that your presence in our midst may continue and this revival may continue.
Senzele umusa uNkulunkulu wethu ukuba silalele konke ofisa ukukhuluma nathi. Ukuze uzoqhubeka uhlale phakathi kwethu ukuze lemvuselelo lizoqhubekela phambili ingeke izime.
Bless the message in song.
Siyacela Nkosi ubusise umbiko ngamaculo
and bless the reading of your word.
Ebesubusisa ngisho nokufundwa kwezwi lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngeke Nkosi Dr. Fanetene sekwenzile ngeke ngisaqhubeka ngakho konke kodwa nje ngizothi siyanibingele ngiyanibingelana nonke.
After the welcome and the work that the Lord's servant Dr. van Eerden has done, we welcome you all.
Ngenkathi ngihleli phansi bengithandaza.
As I was seated there, I was praying.
Atha uNkulunkulu izosho kanjani ukuthi sishayeleni uhlombe ngoba usuku lo baba.
And I said, Lord, how will it be possible? How will I be able to say, well, let's have a round of applause for the fathers? And I said, Dr. van Eerden, don't say it. Make him to forget. And when Bab Snube got up, I also prayed and said, Lord, close his mouth.
And I
looked around and I said, I don't see Miss Newlands. Should I go to doctor's wife and whisper to her?
What a car,
Ungasho. And no, it came to me, don't say.
Lalela leli phimbo leli.
And I listened to this voice.
Atha uNkulunkulu umthinte phela lo ozosho phela azothi siyanibongela kulolu suku lo baba. Mthinte wena uNkulunkulu.
And I said, Lord, please, will you touch that one? Touch that one that will come and say, that speak about the fathers. And when Mrs. Kwela came to me and she whispered to me, I said, what are you saying? She wants to say something regarding the fathers. And I just want to just directed at the fathers. And I said, oh Lord, you answered
me.
And I was so thankful and I was humbled because the Bible says that the spirit of the prophets, they are humble.
And
I was praying and say, Lord, well, you will touch. We don't know if it will be a white or a black person that will come and say it. Because we as fathers, we can't now stand here and say, well, thank us for this day. And the Lord answered the prayer. And that is what my mother taught
me.
She taught me that as you sit there, pray for the one who will take the service. And as they sing, you also pray. Thank you very much. And also to the youth that came. They came to our rooms and they gave us something. Thank you very much. And may the Lord bless there where you have taken from. And to those who phoned me, and those who even phoned yesterday, and thanked Baba on Father's Day. I even got presents as well. Yesterday. And I was very thankful.
And wonderful,
as they were coming with those paper bags. Now I won't tell you what was inside because you will
be envious. We
thank the Lord for the gospel. What would we have done without this gospel, having so many children that are with us? Now, Reverend Stegen told us this.
Wathi nina nobani nobani ngamasonto nina zothatha inkonzo.
So and so, you and you, that is, you are the one that will take the service on Sunday.
Sasizwa lapho iqathulo zethu zixeka namanje zisasixeka ukuthi njengoba abeka kanjalo kungekho kumphikisi ethu uNkulunkulu ubeke lokhu ukuthi ngamasonto nina bamhlophe nabantsundu nizosiza ukuthi ngamasonto nithathe inkonzo.
At that time our shoes felt, the shoes we were trying to fill felt bigger than what we could do, but even now we are still not getting, I'm not getting used to it. But Baba, Reverend Stegen said, we will have these that will be the Africans and the whites. And when Reverend Stegen would say, today I won't take the service, but I would like you to take the service. And then already we felt that the shoes were too big for us, but now it's still the same. And it's not something we did ourselves. Reverend Stegen gave us direction, instructed us to do it like this, that on Sundays, our black co-workers and our white co-workers will take the services. Now you who are able to pray, carry us in
prayer.
Because in ancient times, the church would pray for Peter when he was in prison.
As
the angel came and touched him on his side, that he would wake up, the chains fell off, the doors were open so that he could go out.
And when
he was outside, wondering, am I dreaming? But seeing that the chains are off and that he's outside, he realized that it was an angel that had touched him.
There
were Mary and Martha, and they were praying, and the brethren. They were amazed when Peter arrived.
There
was a girl that heard a knock at the door, at the gate.
Uroda.
It was Rhoda.
Manje mayibuyele sebatshela abazalwane be emkhulekeni kwabo ukuthi hayi uPetro.
And then she came back as they were praying and saying, Peter is outside.
But hayi uyahlanya.
They say, no, you are mad.
Oma, you are crazy.
You are crazy.
Awu kwenzeka isimanga ke lo ntombazana wathi hayi kunjalo.
And the girl said, but it is so. And then Peter related to them, spoke to them how it all happened. That's why it's important that the church prays.
And
those many years back, they prayed, and that's why it's important for us also to pray.
But
look at the humility of this girl. She didn't say, no, you are the ones who are crazy. See how she
answered.
Omoya omuhle. She didn't say, well, you crazy, you're praying for him to come, he's there. But she answered in a humble spirit.
And
in Zulu there's a saying, it says that the girl respects even in the place where she won't get married to. It is really something for the woman to respect. In the Zulu culture, even if it's a girl or a lady, if they don't respect, it is really something disgraceful.
And Bugenjele Antomazane, Ea Endulo, Futi, Ea Chai.
If we look at in the ancient times where they came and asked for water, and the lady answered and said, I won't just give you water, but I will even give your camels water, in that way answering the prayer.
I don't know if
we women that are here today would have done the same. But she said, I'm not just going to give you water, but your camels as well. And there she showed the respect. That's why it's so important when we are God's children. Now, the Lord Jesus rode on a donkey.
They
respected the Lord Jesus. They didn't see, well, because he's on a donkey, they won't respect him, but they respected him, and even then respected the donkey. Now allow me to say, that as I stand here in front, I am like a donkey before you. And that you'll be like the prophet that even when the crow brought the food, he said, I will eat it. And as this is God's word, as God's servant has said, as that which has been revealed to me, allow me to share it like that. And when he had spoken, it was almost as if I could say, well, he can finish now because it is a service in its own. The Lord is at work in these times. As the Lord started his work here, we see him at work. We see things happening when Reverend Stegen was still a young man before he was married. Where the congregations come together, Kingscliff, Wartburg, and Efaya, and they have a service together. At that time, we'd still put up the tent. And we, when we were still young, we were in those tents.
Manje kwenzeka-ke manje kuhanje kohlangana ngale Swaimani, kuhlangana eKingsleaf, kuhlangana eFire, njoba kohlangana nje zingamashumi amabili nesihlanu.
And then how they come together, the different congregations, eFire, Kingscliff, and as they all come together now on the 25th.
Manje sabona into esimanga sise esanspread lapha efire kwagcwala baze baze bahlala eminyango indlu yabancane.
When we saw something amazing, when there was sunspread, dirty fire, all coming together, that the building was even too small and they
had
to sit
outside.
And it was amazing. It was like that at the time before we received God's the Holy Spirit. And then the way it filled up and was so full, we were amazed.
And
Lord willing, when we come next Sunday, we'll see how it is then, because when I was there yesterday, I saw they haven't made the building bigger. And we leave it over to the Lord that there will not be rain, because when we are there, we need to sit outside. This past Sunday, we were together, and there were seven branches together. And now that building is also very big. So much so that the church was filled and children had to sit on the floor. And at the end of the service, when people would go out, so many stayed behind to make their life right. I have long last seen something like that. Oh, others, just tears running down as they were making right. And as we were driving back, I shared with the others, something amazing happened. There were those that came to council and tears running down their faces, and someone else said, I had the same experience. And I'm so thankful, because Reverend Stegen said, oh, it is his desire that this work would continue and that the gospel would not stop going, and it's coming to fruition. And the choir that had gone along, they sang, and then afterwards they came and they served the people food.
And
then Uncle Detlef, sitting with the black brethren, they looked around and said, oh, what's happening now that he's coming to sit with us? And we saw indeed the gospel is going forth. And that the gospel is even going through the youth. You can see that the gospel is in their veins, and that they are preaching the gospel, and even afterwards they are helping to clean up and do things. And Baba phoned his sister, oh, and they were so happy that as they are alive and they can see that the gospel is going forth in such strength. And even overseas, The people are so amazed how the gospel is going forth. Another white person said to me, and I'm not going to mention his name. He said, there's another white man that had asked for rain.
And this
white man is a farm. You're speaking to the other and says, well, am I able to get rain? Must I pay in euros or rands? Is that possible? And that man in Europe said, no, we will not, we will pray together.
And
then there was no rain that came after they had prayed. And he came to us and says, please, brethren at KwaSizaBantu, pray, because he's come and asked for rain, that we had, he can receive rain. Oh, and the rain came.
And
he said, let me tell you something wonderful. Rain came. It came from a direction where it never comes. Came all the way. Went on his farm and on my farm. And the next day came back and said, we also received more rain. And that day over there, realize and understand that if we pray here, the Lord sends rain. So now they're also asking that we pray for them to get rain. Don't think that it is something small. The prophet prayed in the Old Testament and said, may there not be any rain, and there was no rain. And then when he prayed, the rain came when after his prayer.
And as
Dr. Van Eert said, it really is frightening to see how the devil is also at work.
Manje Satan ukhamuka ngendlela eningi umuntu ethe sebenza ufika into ekhuluma endlebeni zakhe ukuthi nje manje shiya umsebenzi uhambe yeso nethile shiya umsebenzi uhambe uyibulala.
As someone is busy working, the devil comes and speaks to them and saying, leave what you're doing, go and you commit suicide.
Awu Satan sesebenza ngendlela enhlingi sheyikoleni zihayi zingane.
And even at schools, it's the way the devil is penetrating, so much so that the children, they just shout and scream. In places like that, that is where prayer works, so that people can be helped.
Romans 1 verse 21
and 22, it says that if you do not thank the Lord, your heart becomes black. Because they did not thank the Lord in the way that they should, diseases and things came into them just because of that. And we thank the Lord. People come to the mission. with this and that need, and they leave with that need having been helped. And even people, they phone and say, we have this need. We pray and the Lord provides. If I would sit down and ask those who counsel here at the mission to come and share, you would hear amazing stories. For many, many Sundays and weeks, we can talk how the Lord is at work.
Now,
Reverend Stegen gathered just the congregation to you young people who don't understand how the revival came about. Having the desire for the gospel to be preached in a different way, not like everyone else does. But he wanted to take the gospel and preach it as the Bible says.
Manje kwahlangana ngezwi ke kufunda izenzo zabapostoli, kufunda indaba yaPetro, kufunda kwa indaba yaPeter, zonke lezi zinto ngoJohane, lapho kusho khona uJohane 7 verse 39 uthi masikholwa njengokusho kombhalo kogobhoza imfula. Khona lapho wayithinta le ndaba esishumayeza ngalelizwi.
Taking the Acts of the Apostles and how Peter and John, how the Lord worked, and that word in John 7 verse 39, that he who believes in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
And
he asked, are there rivers among you? And we said, no, there are none. He says, I also feel the same.
Manje sayitholake bazalwane ukuthi ethi imfula ayigobhozi ngalendlela esho iBhayibheli.
And we realized, brethren, that the rivers from within us did not flow as the Bible says.
UNkulunkulu wazemvula enhlizweni zethu ukuthi kusekhona imfula yolaka yenkani yamagqubu yongezwane empilweni zethu.
And God revealed it to us that within us there were rivers of hatred, of jealousy, of not speaking in the right way. And the Lord revealed to us what it is to part from sin and what it is to confess your sin. And the revival started.
And
the people came in different forms with different needs. Witches, witch doctors came and wanted to give their life to the Lord. And why am I telling you this? There are some young children among us that don't know how the revival started.
And
explaining to those who have recently joined our congregation or that come to visit to understand what it is to confess your sin.
UNkulunkulu waqala ukusebenza empilweni zethu, wayesebona ukuthi manje sengawuthulula umoya engcwele.
The Lord God first started working in our lives, and then he saw fit that he can send his Holy Spirit. And that is what it is like. If the Lord wants to use you, he will work in your and in my life. But if you put yourself up there, the Lord is not able to use you.
bathi hosana ngoba bayibona ukuthi nayi inkosi yabo.
Look at the Lord Jesus. He got onto a donkey and the people said hosana. Why is that? Because they saw their Lord.
Ufika lapho uJesu qobo lwakhe egeza abafundi einkosi egeza abafundi eumholi wabo noma umfundisi wabo wabageza inyawo abafundi.
Jesus, being their king, being their leader, he even came to them and washed their feet.
UNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenza ngalabo abantu abayibona bengelutho lesi sikhathi uNkulunkulu esebenza ngabo.
The Lord wants to work with those who see themselves as nothing, and that's when God works.
Kodwa uma ubona utho uyinto ethile ngeke uNkulunkulu akwazi ukusebenza ngawe.
And if you see yourself as something, the Lord cannot work with through you.
Abangani uSaul.
Let's think about Saul.
USaul yena ehlasela abazalwane eunembeze ngathi wayengenayo unembeze omuhle abanye beze benqunywa amakhanda benziwe yonke lezi zinto yena ethi wenza umsebenzi okahle.
Saul persecuting the Christians, thinking that he was doing something good, but just the way that he persecuted them, you saw he had no conscience.
Kodwa kwafika khona lapho uNkulunkulu ethi mana uJesu wakhuluma naye wathi Saul, Saul, ngizingelelani ngihluphelani na.
The time came where the Lord Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Awu kanti uhlupha abazalwane, baboshwa abazalwane, unembesa wakhe, awumtsheli nokuthi abazalwane la.
Persecuting the Christians, putting them in prison, and his conscience not even telling him, but these are believers.
Athi uNkulunkulu angasiza bakholwa abazalwane.
Brethren, Christians, may the Lord help us.
Ukuthi uma ukhulume nomuntu akuhlukanisele ukuthi umlimazile noma umlimazana.
When you speak to someone, is that person able to differentiate? Did you hurt them or not?
Shumayela, ucula, ufakaza noma wenzani, kodwa zihlole ulale ukuthi akekho yini umuntu omlimazile.
You preach, you sing, you testify, but search your life and see, is there anyone that you have hurt by the way you speak?
Lokho kosiza singafani noSaul ukuthi silimaze abantu singaboni siyabalimaza.
That will help us not to be like Saul, who we think we're doing something good, but we are hurting people.
Uma singabantwana baNkulunkulu ufuna sibe nendlebe ukuthi lokho ngikukhulumile, lokho ngikwenzile kube kuhle phambi kaNkulunkulu nakuyena ngimlimazanga noma cha, ngoba singaphila impilo kaSawu.
We as brethren need to have an ear to hear. Have I hurt someone in the way that I've spoken? Because if it's not like that, we will live a life like Saul.
Mhlambe nawe nje uyisitshe esikhethiwe kanti awuboni ukuthi ulimaza abantu bakaNkulunkulu ngabe uNkulunkulu uyakusebenzisa njengesitsha esikhethiwe.
Maybe you are a chosen vessel, but you are not, God cannot use you in the way that He wants to because of what you do.
Sizofunda ke izwi la elikhuluma ngesono nokusindiswa.
We will read a word here that speaks about sin and salvation.
Sihlukanise kahle ukuthi sono siyini.
Making it clear to fall.
Wayesezwa lo ngale kwalolu donga.
And then he heard the one standing on the other side of the wall.
Wapapa.
And he woke up.
Waqhaqhazela.
And he trembled.
Wahamba wavuka ebusuku wangqongqozela ubaba kaHoda umfundisi wathi mfundisi sengiphupha iphupho enje.
And he got up, it was at night, he went and knocked on Reverend Stegan's door and said, I have dreamt this dream.
And
he said, let me read you a word. This, there is this in the Bible.
Isaiah 59,
and he said, there's a word in Isaiah 59. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, and his ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation from God.
Wathi umuvumisono phambi kaNkulunkulu liyadilika ngoba umncane usatshontsha ushukela uqambamanga nanani weba wakhudonga phambi kaNkulunkulu.
Your sin causes a separation between you and God. If you are still a young child and you steal the sugar and you do that, all those bricks are building up.
Wathi ngenkathi uvuma izono zakho ziyadilika lolu donga leziyadilika lesitini ngasinye 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 sasinye ziyadilika lezi zono ozakhayo ma wenza isono wakhudonga phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu.
And as you confess your sins, those bricks, they start breaking down. But if you sin, you cause a wall between you and God.
Uma ungayivumi izono zakho nodonga phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu, ilona osithayo ubuso bukaNkulunkulu ukuthi angakwazi ukuyizwa imithandazo yakho.
And if you do not confess your sins, that wall is between you and God and he cannot hear your prayers.
Yabonga le ndoda athi ngiyabonga ukuze incazwe ngakho ukuthi kanti le nto ikhona naseBhayibheli ukuthi kanti mangenza isono sinjengodonga phakathi kwami noNkulunkulu.
And the man said, "Thank you for this explanation. It's even in the Bible. If we sin, then we make a wall between God and us."
Saba nenkonzo eziningi sishunyayezwa ngalezi sidingalelizwe ukuthi noma ngabe sizingane sitshontsha amapeni siqamba amanga dlala omacashelana senza izono sakhudonga phakathi kwami noNkulunkulu.
We had many services where as children we were taught that if we sin, if we steal pens, we are making a wall between God and us.
Kusho ukuthi ke isono siyinto enjaloko uma umuntu esaqhubeka nesono wakhudonga phakathi kwakhe noNkulunkulu.
That is what sin is like. If you continue in your sin, you make a wall between yourself and God.
Nizwile ukuthi kuthiwa lana kuvesi lesibili lithi kuvesi lesithathu ngokuba izandla zenu zingcolile igazi neminwe yenu ububi nezindebe zenu zomlomo zikhuluma amanga nezilimi zenu zinyenyeza okubi.
As in verse 3, "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue mutters wickedness."
Zinjani izandla zethu?
What are our hands like?
Azinali igazi ezandleni zethu.
Do we not have any blood on our hands?
Iminwe yethu njana ingcolile phambi kaNkulunkulu la. Wenzani ngeminwe yakho? Awu uyazazela wena ukuthi ngale minwe yakho nangalezi zandla zakho wenzani?
Your fingers, are they not defiled before God? You know what you do with your fingers and with your hands before God.
Izindebe zakho azikhuluma amanga.
Have your lips not spoken lies?
Wazi ukuthi uma umuntu usakhuluma amanga noma uvuma izono uqamba amanga ukhohlisa umlungisisi wakho, wakhudonga, usakhela udonga phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu.
Know that if your lips still speak lies, or you go to your counselor and you confess, but you are lying to him, you are building a wall between yourself and God.
Athi umuntu ayikho into engayenza vele ngamtshela lokhu ngamkhohlisa nje.
And someone said, "Well, there's nothing I could do about it. You know, I just said this, but I actually was just not telling the truth."
Kona amanga amahle.
There are good lies.
Amanga amahle maphi?
And what are the good lies?
Uma bengafika la bephethe ibhamu.
If they would come here with weapons, with guns.
Ifike endlini yakhe kanti mina ngiyaphuma nje sengihlangana nabo ethi sifuna manje la ukhalo stike nifuna ukumbulala.
And they come there and they've got their guns and they say, "Well, I'm looking for Carl Stegen.
Sifuna ukumbulala.
We want to kill him."
Ngizothini?
What will Baba say?
Njengomntwana kaNkulu ufuna ngithini?
As God's child, what must I say?
Phumela akekho.
He's gone out, he's not there.
Ilokho ayikusho umfundisi uStegen ethi abamhlophe kubahlula kabo ukukhuluma into eyiso. Bathi hawuphela sengiyakholwa akwazi ukuthi bekufanele ngikusho njengoba kunjalo.
Now Reverend Stegen said the white people have a problem. They can't make a plan because they say, "Well, now I'm a believer, so I must say the thing as it is."
Sengavuma ukuthi afe. Sengavuma ukuthi hayi ukhona impela ukhona la endlini. Kufanele ngithi hayi akekho.
Well, I now really say, well, I can't lie. That one, he's really in the house, and you know that they're going to kill him. You don't need to do that.
And
then you see your counselor and you say, I said he's not there, but I was actually protecting him. And then you'll say, you are a man. And it also came about with Abraham, because he realized when they asked him, is this your wife? He said, no, this is my sister.
But
those lies where someone says, well, this money was here in the home. Do you know where it is? You say you don't know, but you've stolen it. Where's the cell phone? I don't know, but you've taken it. Now that is sin. Where's the money? No, it's lost, but you've actually given it to your friends. Where are you coming back from so late? Oh no, the combi broke down, the car broke down, but it's not the truth.
Verse 7
we read that their feet run to evil, and they are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Let's look at the world and the evil in the world. You see how that people are sprinting. They are sprinting to go and have abortions. They are sprinting to go and molest children. They are sprinting to go and do evil in this world. Murdering men, murdering women, they are shedding innocent blood.
Lente yayenzeka ngalezo ikhathi namhlanje nangu prophet Isaiah esitela ngalendaba khona abantu abagijima ngejubane befisa ukwenza lendaba ukuchithigasi.
There in the time of prophet Isaiah we find that they had the same, and that even here in this world as we live now, that people, they run, their feet run to evil.
Manje sizinto esimangakela kuverse 1 ukuthi bheka isandla sika Jehova.
Now something amazing in verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Whether you are a believer or not a believer, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save.
Now, when someone is looking, you won't say,
well, now look here. And then you say, well, of course I'm looking at you. But the word here says, behold. Let us see what God has to say.
Now,
brethren, see that the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save us from our sins. Our God stretched out his hand through the Lord Jesus, that we can be set free of our sins.
We 2 million daughter Nayake, Egu Jesu Christ, Utitina, Singasindiswa, Ezonuin